Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Beautiful music coming there from Jonathan Olsen. I am yours. Good morning to you, my family. I hope that all is well with you and yours. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is so awesome. I am yours, and we are His. We are so grateful that we belong to a Father who loves for real, who's always present, a present Father. We're talking always about present fathers. He is a present Father. All the time, always, regardless, he's right there. And even though sometimes we do disappoint him, even though sometimes we do things our way, and sometimes we even get defeated on the way, and also because we have taken our own decisions in how we do things, we never even consulted with him before. And after we have done that, we blame him for our defeat. We blame him for everything that's happening around us. But it is us who have put ourselves in such situations sometimes. and we do it a lot, hey? But he is always present, even though sometimes we even disappoint him. Sometimes we do disappoint him. But he still sees us as mighty men of valor. He still sees us as worthy of his love, worthy of his grace, worthy of his presence, worthy of his protection and provision as well. It is such an honor. It is such a great thing to belong to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It is a beautiful Wednesday. We are going to have it a little bit different, but yeah, we'll come back and talk to you more about what's happening.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
And he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Son of God, and that is Evelyn Branford. She's actually Pastor Evelyn Branford. Oh my, the time is 21 minutes, just after 9, right here on Just For You, with you up until 11 o'clock. I know we had a wonderful time together with Vainant and Janine, praying for one of the Asian countries. Ooh, how do you say that name? I was trying to say the name as Vainant was saying it. I just remember that the Zan somewhere at the end. Yo, these names. But what I love about the Lord of Lords, what I love about the Son of God, what I love about the King of Kings is that he knows how to say all these words. He knows them and how to pronounce them. When it's hard for us to pronounce, he knows how to do it. All righty then, we are going to cross over to that song there. This one is coming from Elevation Worship, and they are featuring Brendan Lake, Chris Brown, Chandler Moore, and the title of the song is Praise. Then taking us to Pastor Nozipho Rakolota as she encourages intercessors.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In the book of Exodus 28, the Bible says that God gave Moses instructions of the priestly garments that had to be made for the priests. And one of the items that had to be made for Aaron was a breast piece. And the Bible says that the breast piece was to have on it the 12 precious stones that each represented each tribe of the children of Israel, starting with Reuben, who was the oldest, and ending with Benjamin, who was the youngest. Each precious stone represented a tribe of Israel. And the Bible says also this breast piece had to have an area to put in, let's say a pocket where the high priest could put in the Urim and the Tumim, which were rather a means of how the Israelites at the time were able to get the guidance of God. Whenever decisions had to be made and they wanted to know what God's will was, they would use the Urim and Thummim for that. And so it says in verse 29, whenever Aaron enters the holy place, he will bear the names of the sons of Israel over his heart on the breastpiece of decision as a continuing memorial before the Lord. Also put the Urim and Thummim in the breastpiece so they may be over Aaron's heart whenever he enters the presence of the Lord. So we see two things thus far. You see that whenever Aaron, the high priest, would go into the holy place, he is wearing this breastpiece that is representing each one of the sons, or the tribes rather, of Israel. And the Bible says as he does that, it is a memorial before the Lord for them. It's a memorial before the Lord. Their names appear before the presence of the Lord. And secondly, he must also have the Urim and Thummim so that over his heart as well as he gets into the presence of the Lord. And it continues, thus Aaron will always bear the means of making decisions for the Israelites over his heart.
The Hilton Road Garage is a 20.
When we come before God and we believe in him, we're standing in the gap, we are interceding, we're believing for our loved ones, for anything, whether it be salvation, whether it be healing, whether it be employment, we need to realize that as the priests, the Bible says that Christ is the high priest and we are priests and kings. And as we come into God's presence, we are bearing those people in our heart. It becomes a memorial before God. And the Bible says in the book of Romans, we do not know how we ought to pray, but the Holy Spirit is the one who guides us, who teaches us how we ought to pray. So when we come with these people, he will teach us what the things are that we need to pray for. Perhaps the stumbling blocks that are keeping them from hearing the truth. Perhaps the ways of escape in the situations that they are facing. The Holy Spirit should be the one that leads and guides our prayer. The Holy Spirit will teach us how we ought to pray in every situation. We need to come before him with these people, bringing them, but sensitive to what he's guiding us to. And this is the word bite for today.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
And that is Mahalia Buchanan, You Fight For Me. And that's how we come out from the teaching. Actually, it's a nugget. It's actually a word bite. Pastor Nozipho Rakolota calls them word bites, from Pastor Nozipho Rakolota. And we are so grateful. Hey, we are so grateful to be encouraged as we continue trusting God for the lives of those in our lives. Those God has given unto us, those that we are praying for. And you have heard, it doesn't matter what you're praying for. Ask for the Lord's Holy Spirit's guidance whenever you are praying for your loved one, whoever it is, even if it's somebody that you just met, but the Lord expresses it into your heart that you would pray for that person. Do ask for the Lord Holy Spirit's guidance into what you ought to pray for. The Lord Holy Spirit knows exactly what their needs are, and he will guide you accordingly. He will guide you accordingly. So, Sis Pindi, I saw your message. You were asking for the verse, and you find the verse that Pastor Nozipho has read. You find it in the book of Exodus 28. It's Exodus 28 from verses 29 to 30. She was actually reading it from the NIV. So it's Exodus 28 from 29 to 30. It says, whenever Aaron enters the holy place, he will bear the names of the sons of Israel over his heart on the breastplate of decision as a continuing memorial before the Lord. Also put the Urim and the Thummim in the breast piece, so they may be over Aaron's heart whenever he enters the presence of the Lord. Thus, Aaron will always bear the means of making decisions for the Israelites over his heart before the Lord. And so she says, do remember that you carry them in your heart when you enter into the presence of the Lord. Well, we walk in the... What I love about us now is that we are constantly and forever in his presence. So we don't have to enter like Aaron did. But whenever you pray, you pray and talk to the Lord, carrying them in your hearts, bearing their names in your heart. So yeah, ask the Lord, Holy Spirit, about that. And he knows what concerns them, and he will guide your prayers. He will guide you into what you should be praying for where they are concerned.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.